This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The folks who guarantee your money need money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, is short on cash. Now, the Treasury is standing behind it, so your bank account is safe. But as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, the FDIC needs to find a way out of its hole, and the board is meeting today.
It's cost the FDIC $14 billion to shut down 50 banks in the last 3 months. Bert Ely is a banking consultant.
This situation is turning out to be much more expensive in terms of disposing of failed banks than I think anybody had anticipated.
Lately, the FDIC jacked bank premiums to cover its losses. Bill Black, a former bank examiner, says that weakens banks.
Banks that are well-run end up paying eventually a very heavy price.
Some suggest the FDIC borrow money from healthy banks. Black says it's time for the U.S. Treasury to bail out an FDIC that's flat broke. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The idea of a public health insurance option goes before the Senate Finance Committee today. Since Republicans oppose the public option, today's debate is essentially between Democratic liberals and moderates. Although Maine Republican Olympia Snow might offer a compromise that would use the public option as a threat if private insurers don't keep a lid on premiums. Also before a Senate committee today, should Congress re-regulate dietary supplements? The industry was deregulated in the 90s, but athletes are complaining some over-the-counter bodybuilding products contain steroids and other banned substances. Major League Baseball's Players Union says athletes are testing positive for stuff they didn't know they were taking. The union wants Congress to require supplements be analyzed by a federally certified lab. European markets are slightly lower this morning, about 0.5%. Asian stocks bounced back today, up 1 to 2%. On Wall Street yesterday, a couple of big corporate deals lifted stocks. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ rose almost 2%, and the Dow gained 124 points and closed at 9,789. And the average price of gas dropped below 250 yesterday, first time in 2 months. The cell giant, Vodafone, has struck a deal to sell the iPhone in the UK. This is the third British telecom operator to reach such an agreement with Apple. What could this say about the iPhone in the States? Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
Until now, the iPhone has been sold exclusively in Britain through the telecom operator O2. Since the device was launched here 2 years ago, it's transformed the cell phone market. O2 sold more than 1 million of the handsets and took tens of thousands of subscribers from its rivals. That exclusive contract with Apple is coming to an end. Two other operators, Vodafone and Orange, have signed deals. Stephen Hartley is with Ovum Research. He says it can't be long before something similar happens in the US.
Given the example in the UK and other markets around the world, I think it's inevitable the US will eventually open up in some way, shape or form. So AT&T certainly can't rest on its laurels.
He says it's in Apple's interest to get as many telecom operators on board as possible. The company profits not only from the sale of handsets, it takes a cut from the booming market in iPhone applications. 2 billion of them have already been downloaded. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
1 year ago today, Iceland's government announced it was nationalizing one of its three big banks. Soon, all three would collapse, along with the Icelandic stock market, currency, and ruling government. The country's former prime minister and central banker, David Oddsson, is on Time magazine's list of 25 people to blame for the financial crisis. The Daily Telegraph reports Oddsson took a new job this weekend as the co-editor of Iceland's only broadsheet newspaper. A reporter at that paper says some people worry Oddsson is taking the editor job in order to rewrite history in his favor.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Music album sales keep on dropping, down about 15% from last year. But there are some new releases that might help. Today, Mariah Carey drops her newest CD, Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel. Marketplace's Daryl Perinata reports that inside that CD, you'll find something a little different.
When you open up Mariah Carey's new CD, it'll have the stuff you're used to, liner notes and lyrics. But the CD's booklet will also have advertisements. Jeff Strawn is VP of Strategic Marketing at Carey's label, Island Def Jam.
It's a actual magazine with a lot of interesting photography and insights.
You might call it a mini magazine, 34 pages of Mariah-centric content. The advertisers were carefully chosen to reflect Carey's taste, like high-end shoemaker Carmen Steffens and cosmetics company Elizabeth Arden.
This is a way that we could help make money and offset what we otherwise are spending on the production.
Elle Magazine produced the booklet, and Strawn says other companies jumped on board because their ads will have a longer shelf life and reach a bigger audience than traditional magazine advertisements. But music purists resent what they see as an intrusion of ads into art. Billboard deputy editor Bill Wordy says in the digital age, the music industry has no choice but to get creative.
I don't really see any downside to this, and I think the music fans are going to get great additional content that they don't have to pay for, and I think that Mariah Carey and her record labels are going to make some money off of this.
Island Def Jam says it has similar marketing plans in store for other artists on its roster. I'm Daryl Perinata for Marketplace.
And finally, Halloween celebrators will just have to use more imagination. The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend less on Halloween this year, an average $56, down from $66 last year. And more people say they won't celebrate at all. For those who do dress up, the top-selling costumes are expected to be Michael Jackson, Bernie Madoff, Sarah Palin, and pop singer Lady Gaga, who dresses like every day is Halloween. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good Tuesday.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.